4 HKX mobile.
And KO4ZEW, how you doing?
How are you this morning? It's KO4HKX, Patrick.
This is your call sign. I was across the room and I didn't hear the HKX. I'm pretty good. I'm working, but waiting on some people to answer some questions for me, so I'm kind of at a holding point.
You still working at home?
I do. Work from home, totally remote, 100%, because my current client is the Ministry of Health out of Quebec, Canada. So commuting to work isn't really an option right now. But I do get out Friday afternoons. I go down to Open Works and go to one of those, like, public workspaces. And I do that on Friday afternoons because it's kind of slow and I get to get out of the house a little bit and get around people.
It up a little bit. I know staying at home is nice, but after a while it gets kind of old, looking for something different.
I've really missed the social interaction, really. I think the hybrid work schedule is kind of best for office type work, where you work at home 2-3 days a week and then you go in the office 2-3 days a week. I think that's like an ideal schedule for, you know, if you're doing office work.
And I can see that, but some jobs you just can't do that.
Definitely can't do yours, but you're out in the field a lot. Like, you're kind of traveling around the region, right?
More. I shut that down back in May when I had my knee surgery. So right now I'm just rehabbing the knee and trying to decide what the next steps are.
Yeah, I've been hearing you here and there on the repeater talking about your recovery and stuff, and I'm glad to hear it's going well. But I didn't know that you weren't on the road anymore.
Long story, don't want to get into it on the air, but it was just time to part ways with the Matco brand.
No worries. Sometimes you outgrow it, you've learned everything you can, or you know, the environment changes. There's a lot of reasons, and totally understandable. But, I worked in the field for several different jobs, and I really liked kind of being in the truck and going to different places, but I was doing more repair work, so it was neat. I kind of liked being on the road.
Definitely got its advantages and drawbacks, too, but just like everything else, but... you just got to have a mindset for it, too. It's not for everybody.
True, very true. I wish I had been into amateur radio back then. That would have been really cool. It's been like the 2000s and early 2010s when I was a field tech. Just talk to people while you're going between stops.
I wish I would have got into it back when I thought or looked into it earlier in my life. That way, I would have had it the whole 10 years I was running the tool truck. Yeah, it would have been a lot different for me, for sure. Like you say, being able to talk to somebody in between stops and get your mind off of what just happened at the last stop sometimes.
And one thing I did was I bought a portable XM radio, and I put it in the work truck and threw the little magnetic antenna on top. And because I love Rock 101, but I got really tired of their playlist and 93 Planet and stuff. So I got the lifetime subscription to XM Radio, and I would carry the XM Radio from vehicle to vehicle, depending on what truck I was assigned that day. And that really helped. That was pretty cool.
I had XM Radio in my pickup truck. It's all still there. All I got to do is turn it on again, but... Up here, it doesn't work that well because of all the tree cover, so I just never got into it.
Oh, yeah, I've done plenty of work up there in the mountains, and I remember you start getting way up there, and the hills start getting in the way of the satellites, and you don't get anything up there, because I worked as far as, like, out of Greenville, but I worked as far as Cherokee and Burnsville and stuff like that. And then my southern reach was about Clinton and Lawrence. But yeah, when I get deep up in the western North Carolina mountains, that thing was really unreliable.
These mountains do something to radio waves, that's for sure.
Put radio through dirt, we all know that.
Well, I'm going to jump off here because I'll lose the repeater shortly. Ben, it was good talking to you this morning, and I hope you have a good day today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Up with you. Sounds like you're out and about, so that's good to hear. Glad the recovery's going well, and I will talk to you on down the log.
4HKX, KQ4
Yankee Charlie. KO4HKX, gotta make it quick. I'm gonna lose a repeater.
I was just calling to say hello, and I guess I'll catch you when you're back in it. So keep the shiny side up.
You up for a quick phone call, and I'll give you a shout on the phone. KO4HKX.